part 5 of the Buzz Bubble interview with George Lois. On the Buzz Bubble.
One more thing to set straight from the Mad Men era, and I want to ask about women in that age. You know, did you work with Phyllis when she was Phyllis Robinson? Or
I didn't work with her. I argued a lot with her. Yeah.
How did women?
No. What you got to understand?
Get into positions.
Advertising was always a field where women, maybe not a lot of them, but women could get a job as a writer and or a cop, a account person.
Okay.
And they basically, I think because they wanted women on women accounts.
Okay,
they wanted women, and maybe they were kind of right, you know.
We've got our Peggy Olson on that.
You know, there's a lot of women accounts I wouldn't want to work on, but, you know, but I know how to advertise to women, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and also it was, even in those terrible marketing agencies, there has to be a certain level of talent, you know, at least the talent to bullshit.
Sure,
you know?
Wow. But it must have been kind of revolutionary. Women.
So they're always there.
Power.
They're always there. It was no shock that, I mean, Mary Wells worked at an agency called Leonard Newell in 1954. And couldn't do any good work there. You know, it was a terrible agency. But then what changed women in advertising was when the advent of the creative agencies, talent will out in many cases.
Right.
So if you were a talented writer, you didn't give a shit if it was an octopus, you know? I mean,
right.
You know?
So then advertising was a revolutionary occupation because women were not getting grabbed based on talent back in the 60s. Otherwise.
Well, I mean, Doyle Dane was loaded with women writers. Loaded. I mean, I would guess they're at easily a third of their writers were women. Well, when I went to Doyle Dane, I found them difficult to work with because they were very constipated and... I was a young guy who went there, and I did things a little differently, and they'd say, no, you can't do that here. You know, we don't do that at Doyle Dane. Ah, what do you mean you can't do that at Doyle Dane?
Don't put Georgie in a box.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, so I had a little trouble.
I can't, you're telling me I can't?
Everybody said, I had trouble with women art director, with women writers, but Phyllis Robinson was very important to that agency because she was the copy chief, and she was the guy, besides being a talent herself, she hired all the writers.
Really?
I think she used to check with Bernbach, but she hired all the writers, et cetera. Rita Selden, who was, I thought, a wonderful copywriter, she wrote Lemon, the Lemon ad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nobody quite knows that, but she wrote Lemon, yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, when I started my agency, our first account person was, we hired a woman.
Oh, really?
Our first account person, you know. And I, you know, I had...
Yeah, and then the show hasn't gotten that groundbreaking yet. There's no women.
Yeah, no, I had a woman, a TV producer, you know. A woman writer, yeah.
About what year are we in now?
Mid-60s.
Mid-60s,
yeah. Where women didn't get jobs in the ad industry, in the creative agencies, really were as art directors. Very strange, because it was at a time when if a woman was a talented art director, or talented anything, when she got married and had a kid, you were kind of written off.
Right.
You know, the culture kind of wrote them off, and a lot of times they left and just became mothers, you know. If you're an art director, I spent my life being at work at 5:30 in the morning and getting home at 8 so I can see my kids.
Right.
It's a long day, and a woman can't do that. A woman, 9 o'clock to 5, they got to get home and take care of the husband who's busting their balls and take care of the kids and stuff. So that was, it was very difficult for an art director to be a woman. Very difficult because of today a lot of women just decided they could be career women and they're terrific, you know. But back then it was tough.
I want to go back to something you said about something amazing. You said that Doyle Dane takes credit or was the one who finally said, instead of copywriter, throw one at the art director, put him in the same room.
Right.
And something brilliant might happen because we're going through this, the term digital agency is now born. And everybody, what's digital agency? Well, now the idea of, you know, we used to write, great, the big idea. You get the big idea, and they said, well, we need a website, and we need maybe like something for the phone, iPhone. And then they come up with the idea, and they throw it at the web people.
Yeah.
Well, now the idea of a digital agency is now taking the tech people and put them in the room with the art director and the right. copywriter and say, come up with the ideas
together.
From the big beginning together, because they may not think of, the copywriter might not know how you built this. It's a whole new revolution right now.
Well, a general observation, maybe I don't think about it that hard. I mean, I don't see much great art direction. There is good design going on, but there's no great big idea art direction. I mean, I've done a couple of websites, you know, like for my wife and for my own, you know, and they're fun to do.
Sure.
You know, slow to do.
Yeah.
God damn. Well, I like to. One of the great things about, I work with my son, who is a photographer. 2000 or so, when I retired, my wife said, I didn't retire, I'm just tired. but I work all the time on projects. And I needed somebody who really understands the computer and designing on the computer.
Right.
And I told my son, I got to get somebody. I never had anybody at the agency that I could teach typography to. They really think that they type the words and they did typography. Jesus Christ, that's just the beginning. And he said, well, let me do it. Let me work with you. I said, what are you? You never did it. He said, I watched those guys. That guy,
he's great. Doing good?
He spent that the day I sat down with him. So we work together all the time, you know. I mean, you can do 20 days work in one day. I mean,
and it's a problem. You can give, and the client knows you can give them 20 choices kind of quickly.
Well, what's killed, what's really terrible about that is, when I did advertising, in fact, when I went to Doyle Day and Birnbach, and I do an ad, and so I did, the first ad I did, you know, with Birnbach when it came to the woman saw on the floor. It was a product called Kerid for earwax removal. I drew an ear, and then sticking in the ear, giant, is a pencil and a paper clip and all kinds of tools that people use to clean their ears. Just a line drawing, well done line drawing, and I put a copy in, you know.
Right.
And that's the way I did all my ads, when I had it, and he saw it, he said, well, this is great, fantastic. You know, who'd you write with? I said, I don't need a writer. He said, I'll be a writer, you know. So so I do my comp, a little neater, give it to the Bill loves it, I give it to the account guy with some other ads. He says, God, I don't know. Bill okayed that? I said, yeah, Bill okayed that, fuckface, yeah. he said, go to the renderers. I said, what's a renderer? He said, we got guys back there that do pastel drawings. I said, what? Why? He said, well, that's the way we do it here. We're Doyle Dane, you know. I go to Bob Gage, you know, the head art director, the guy who made the agency, as far as I'm concerned. And I said, Bob, what's this? He said, well, I don't know if a client will buy it that way. I said, why not? They all said, Lois got away with that. We could do that too. Anyway, 2 or 3 weeks later, they fire all the guys, all the renderers. And I said, oh my God.
Whoops.
I said, I find out one guy's got 3 kids, the other guy's got 2 kids. I'm saying, oh my God.
There you go again, making change.
So what's happening now is, because of the computer, not only, they're not doing drawings, et cetera. They're getting things that are almost the picture you want, and they're putting it together. And they construct these and when the client sees it, that's it. You know, do something exactly like that. Well, that's not the way to work. You know, it's all wrong, you know.
Yeah.
As great as the technology is, you're a slave to the technology.
Yeah.
Because those roughs, those are the way to go. Because once you do that rough, then you start developing it, you start to decide how you're going to shoot it, et cetera, anyway.
Fantastic. Well, you know.
That's my bit on technology. It's great, but it's two-headed. Two-headed.
That's it for part 5 of The Buzz Bubble with George Lois. Tune in next week for part 6 on The Buzz Bubble.